I next met with Dr. Adil Dowd from the UCSF Cancer Center. And to begin, I asked him about the incidence and spectrum of immune-related adverse events associated with the use of checkpoint inhibitors.
If you look at immune-related adverse events, if they're somewhere between 20 and 60% of all people treated with PD-1 inhibitors, you know, depending on whether you're talking single agent, combinations with IPI or combinations with IDO inhibitors. So the percentage of serious adverse event varies somewhat depending on the precise PD-1 drug or PD-L1 drug that you're talking about. And I think the most life-threatening, the most worrisome are things like colitis, liver function test abnormalities, or hepatitis, pancreatitis, and then some of the endocrine abnormalities, things like type 1 diabetes. They're not particularly common, but they're pretty life-altering. You know, I've had patients who've had adjuvant PD-1. I have a 35-year-old who had adjuvant pembrolizumab and has developed type 1 diabetes, and we don't think that is going to change over time. We think he's stuck with checking his sugar and giving himself insulin probably forever. And things like myocarditis and some of the neurological side effects that are not as common, but very life-altering. And so what is the common theme behind these adverse events? I think one of the common themes seems to be activated T cells infiltrating tissues that probably they shouldn't be infiltrating, like the colon, like the liver, like the neurologic system, like the heart, or some of these endocrine organs. In some cases, we think the problem is aberrant or unusual expression of adhesion molecules in these target organs like the colon or liver. And that is getting activated T cells attracted to them. And once the T cells are there, just by random chance, just stochastically, some T cells will react to whatever tissue they appear to be trapped in. And then once you have that damage created, then it kind of sets off this vicious cycle where damage and more attractive adhesion molecules. So currently what people do is use steroids, immune suppressive drugs like mycophenolate and stuff like that. But if you do that, you're also killing off some of your tumor reactive T cells. So, you know, that there's a delicate balancing act there. But what we think is that they could be more specific agents that might be able to prevent trafficking of these T cells into the colon or into the liver and still preserve the T cells per se, and maybe they can still traffic to tumor sites and still kill tumor. That's the vision, that you might be able to do that without destroying the T cells themselves.
And where are we, or where are you, in terms of research looking at alternative strategies?
To me, one of the really interesting pieces of research is actually research that people in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease have done. And basically, in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, what people have figured out is that there are these integrin antibodies that can prevent integrins, which are the sticky substrate on T cells, and basically can prevent integrins from binding to adhesion molecules. And if you do that, you can get some effective treatment for things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and multiple sclerosis and autoimmune liver disease. So I guess what we've done, our preliminary data indicates that a similar thing might be going on in immune checkpoint-induced adverse events. And you might be able to prevent it by just preventing these T cells from kind of getting waylaid in your colon or in your liver rather than going to the tumor.